Authoritarian accounting. Ed Dowd has explained that it costs society $13 for every dollar that Big Pharma, quote, made from the jab. I think the reality is probably worse, but that's a good starting place. I hope this subject will be examined in more detail over time. Big Pharma didn't make those billions. Big Pharma stole those billions using government force and fraud. The Big Pharma scam is actually just the tip of the iceberg. Almost every government operation is described by the same kind of return on investment calculation. The general society makes the investment, and the criminal insiders get the return. War is the most obvious example of this kind of operation. The people fight and die, and the admirals, generals, politicians, corporate executives, and members of certain wealthy families. These people get richer, and the general population gets poorer. War is a negative-sum game, by definition. Any tax is a net loss to the society. Taxation is a crime. It's armed robbery. Anything that people do that's financed by crime only creates more crime and is a net loss to the society. People need to get over magical thinking. Just because the government creates a department with a positive-sounding name does not mean that the enterprise will move us toward the stated goal. The Justice Department does not promote justice. The Defense Department is actually offensive. The Internal Revenue Service is a financial black hole. In the land of the blind, the one-eyed man is king. If a country can just be approximately rational for a century or so, they can get their turn at ruling the world. They can rule the world until they're corrupted by power and they lose the ability to reason. The falling price of analysis may help to solve our dilemma. An honest, open-source, artificial intelligence would be a big boost to humanity. Honest AI would have a big advantage over the corrupt AIs that are currently being created. Honest software is faster, smaller, and has fewer bugs than the cybernetic hypocrisy that is expressed in ChatGPT, Google, or Facebook, for example. Just giving everyone the right of refusal would solve most of our problems in one fell swoop. It is a plan that actually takes advantage of all the reasoning ability of all the people and puts it to constructive uses. People would refuse to work on schemes that didn't return a profit. Injustice would fade away, and we could enjoy economic prosperity to a level never before seen on this planet. A bunch of lawyers, bureaucrats, and other criminals would have to find honest work. Just say no to taxation, incarceration, education, and war. Just say no to armed robbery, kidnapping, forced indoctrination, and mass murder. Freedom works. Slavery sucks.